Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Cishek, the fine relief pitcher of the Chicago Cubs, joining us in Inside the Clubhouse for a few minutes this morning. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I know you're just back from that hip injury. Where would you say percentage-wise you're at? I mean, I guess that's a loaded question to ask any relief pitcher in August of any season, regardless of whether you had time off to rehab an injury.
No, yeah, percentage-wise, I don't know about percentage-wise, but I do know I'm starting to feel better. I've had two outings since then, and you're trying to just get your feel back. And I felt pretty good yesterday, so I'm going to try to build off that, and hopefully the rest of the stuff kind of takes over.
So I have a solution to all the problems that bullpens face late in the season. And here it is, Matt, and here it is, Steve. Every bullpen guy from August 1st on gets a 3 or 4 day furlough during the baseball season. And it's not on the IL. It's not listed as an injury. It's listed as a time for each pitcher who's important down the stretch to take some time off and get better. Would 3 or 4 days, Steve, give a bullpen guy or a pitcher that's important at the back end enough time to feel like they've recovered enough to be stronger in that last month or month and a half of a season?
Yeah, actually, I do. I think so. So you're saying like it could be like a team kind of not an option, but
it's mandatory that everybody takes 3 or 4 days off in the bullpen from August, and they're replaced numbers wise without any penalty to the team. But that just basically how the Dodgers have used their pitchers over the last 3 years by manipulating the 10-day IL. This would be a different way of saying, hey, you know what? Everybody gets a summer vacation and every job in the world. Why not bullpen pitchers?
Yeah. No, I think it's great because then, too, that you get your 3 or 4 days, whatever it is, and then that doesn't really, throw you off mechanically or anything like that. When you go on the DL sometimes, you come back and you don't feel as sound as you were before, which, sounds ridiculous because, you were feeling hurt before, but it takes a couple games to get settled back in, believe it or not. And you're giving your body, your arm, shoulder, everything, a 3-4 day blow. And then also you're not too far removed from, where you were at mechanically before then. So, I'm all for that one.
Yeah, I just made it up, so it's not going
to
happen.
But what you just said, Steve, is really interesting because we've had a chance to watch you and Kimbrel and Strope and Kinsler all come back over like the last 3 weeks, and some of you get tossed right into high leverage situations. Some of you be given an opportunity to kind of refine the mechanics. It seems like it's a challenge, and it's probably different for every guy in terms of how quickly you feel at the top of your game right away.
Yeah, and you know what the biggest challenge is too, and especially when you come into a high leverage situation. Obviously, we want to be in those situations, but when you've had like a 10-day blow, it can be challenging sometimes to back off. So like you feel great, you're like, oh, I'm ready to go. Then all of a sudden you're overthrowing, overcooking everything. Because you're so fired up, you feel so fresh that, you've been pitching kind of either, a little bit fatigued or with something going on before, and you learned how to pitch with that. Now you feel good, and then you're trying to ramp up and let it eat. Sometimes you got to, take a step back and calm down. And I think we've all kind of learned that lesson. And the funny thing is, too, is, we've been around the game for a little bit now, all us guys, and it is almost impossible to tell yourself to back off when you're in a big situation, or even if it's not, you're just excited to be out there again. I'm going to back off. It just doesn't happen. You're a competitor, and so to find a way to, slow it down a little bit is really challenging at times.
God, what a tricky sport this is. What a weird sport, Steve. What happens to your stuff to your fastball and or your slider when you get tired? And I think it's different for everybody, but what happens to your pitches particularly?
It tends to flatten out. In the beginning of the year, it was just my stuff just has more life to it. You know, sometimes when you get a little bit, run down, you're out there battling, and I think my stuff in particular just flattens out, where the velocity would look the same, even maybe a tick higher at times, because I'm getting after it even harder, knowing, I'm feeling it a little, but the stuff is flatter. So, Kinsler and I joke around. He's like, I like you better at 88 to 90 than throwing, 93, because your stuff, dies down on the guys, it barrels down on them. And there's some truth to that, because it's not that I'm not giving as much effort, it's just more effortless. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
We call it easy speed, just nice and smooth and just driving the ball down, as opposed to just giving it everything you got, because you're fatigued and you're a competitor and you want to be out there. So I think that's the biggest difference, really, is just how the stuff plays out of your hand with the life on the fastball.
Steve Cishek of the Cubs joining us and Inside the Clubhouse for a few more minutes. Steve, take us inside that clubhouse, if you will, and tell us on a daily basis. We hear the fans' angst about being a half game up or a half game out or two games ahead or a game and a half behind. The media is always clamoring about why isn't this team on pace to win 95 games. What is it like in that clubhouse on a daily basis? What are the conversations about other than just getting ready for that game that day?
Basically it's pretty simple as just, no one's panicking. We joke around about the panic button and stuff like that, and everyone, kind of freaks out, and I get it. Fans are really passionate about this team. We're passionate about the game as well, but at the end of the day, we know we have a good team, so no one in here is freaking out about, where we are, where we should be. We're still in the hunt where we've half a game up right now. I mean, it could be a lot worse, but it's not. And we knew this coming in, that it was going to be a tight division, so it's not a surprise to us. But, at the same time, we believe we have the best team, and we just go out there every day with the expectation to win, and that's really all you can ask for. I mean, we maybe put a little too much pressure on ourselves early on in the year, and we kind of smoothed that out. But, where we're at, we're still in the hunt. We know it's going to be tight all the way to the end, and we knew that from the beginning, so we just kind of embrace it.
Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score. Steve Cishek is our guest. My impression of you, Steve, around the clubhouse, very approachable, pretty even keel, darn near pleasant, Steve Cishek. But then we've heard from other players, actually, that when things go bad, you take it hard on yourself, that you really feel it, and you feel it for maybe a couple of days. Is that true? Is that something that has evolved at all for you over the course of the career? Because that can be hard if you feel it that deeply when something goes wrong.
Yeah, I'd say that'd be one flaw in my game is I'm very passionate, I'm quiet and everything, but when it comes down to winning baseball games, that's what I get paid to do, is help the team win. So if I do something that costs us a game or takes away the momentum from the game, I take it pretty hard. But I wouldn't say days. If there's one thing I've prided myself on, especially after the 2015 season, is don't take the game home with you. So the next day I'm ready. I just want to be back out there, just make up for it and get after it again. I have a hard time when I come into a game late in the ball game, and our guys put us in a good position to win, and maybe I can't get three outs, or I give up a couple of runs that could potentially cost us the game. I get pretty frustrated, but once the game's over, hopefully we win that game, which has happened a few times this year. I'm back on cloud nine, happy again. But if we lose, I take it hard for a little bit, and then after about when I go home, see my girls, wake up the next morning, realize it's a new day, I'm ready to go back after, get back after it, forget about what happened. But I think that's something we all battle with, but I care a lot about what I do, and sometimes it can eat you up a little bit. Like I said, I come back ready for more the next day.
When you look at Rowan Wick and what he's been able to do and ascend in that bullpen with you guys, I guess it's not a surprise to you, because you one day all of a sudden was were a revelation and a fixture in a bullpen, and it happens to a lot of guys that are there for years like you've been. But from the perspective of getting noticed and then stepping up your game and being that functional back-end guy, how does that happen for a young guy like Rowan?
Yeah, I mean, it's just building confidence with your coaching staff, right? I mean, when Rowan got called up earlier this year, he was pitching well, but because of, you know, having options, you know, he got sent back down, and, you know, we encouraged him, like, hey, like, your stuff looks good. Like, don't change your mindset. You know, you're going to be back up here soon. And, you know, sure enough, it happened. You know, he looks phenomenal. I mean, he's confident right now, and he's got to keep, you know, putting him in those big situations. Like, he's getting the job done, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. You know, he's keeping the score the same when he comes out of the game, and that's something we need. And he's filled that role, you know, tremendously. So we're going to keep, you know, using him in those situations, I'm sure. And it's exciting for us to watch because the guy's just locked in right now. So, you know, we're very happy for him.
Do you like the all-white uniforms here for Players Weekend, Steve?
Do I like them? Personally, not really.
Yeah.
But
you guys look like ice cream men, you know? You have an ice cream truck, like a Good Humor truck. Or...
The helmets are so weird. The white matte helmets. I can't wrap my head around it.
It's a little different, but, you know, it changes things up. I guess spices it up. But, I mean, I'm traditional. I like the old school uniforms that we wore earlier this year. In our regular home unis, but the all whites they're a little tough.
Well, B, thankfully you're not wearing all black like Washington was. Those looked like they looked like prison uniforms.
Yeah, we thought there was a University of Vanderbilt playing.
But Speed Pass, why Speed Pass here on Player's Nickname, Steve?
Yeah, my first job. Like, official job, I was a mobile gas station attendant. And, yeah, so I got the Speed Pass wand, and I was pumping some lady's gas one day, and one of my buddies caught me, and he yelled, Speed Pass, out the window, and I was like, oh, shoot, that better not stick, and sure enough, like, I was Speed Pass from the rest of my high school days.
That's outstanding. Keeps you humble, though, you remembering that job at the mobile. Could be worse. Oh, life could always be worse.
For sure.
Well, one day,
also, when I'm at a visiting ballpark or anywhere, if I hear Speed Pass, I know it's someone from back home. So I'll turn around.
Steve, thanks a million for joining us and taking some time out for us on Inside the Clubhouse today. Have a great day. I'll see you at the ballpark.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Steve Cishek. What a refreshing guy to watch pitch. Just you wind him up and he goes out there and throws 80 games a year for his entire career.
Amazing.
Something really, really, really underrated, and as good a guy as he is a pitcher, maybe even better.
Pretty cool. That's Steve Cishek on Inside the Clubhouse.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.